KD Country 94 weather.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 61. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 43. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. A dusting of snow Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 45.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
In the United States, screens are everywhere. Televisions, laptops, tablets, electronic bulletin boards, and of course, cell phones. Yet what we know about positive childhood development, said K-State Research Extension Child Development Specialist Bradford Wiles, is that screens are not very helpful. Often they are simply a mindless activity that doesn't grow children's brains or their social, emotional, or physical development. Many healthcare authorities and pediatricians, among them the American Academy of Pediatrics, have published guidelines indicating children under age 2 should have no screen time, where everyone else should limit screen time outside of work or school to 1 or 2 hours per day. Wiles, who has authored a K-State Research and Extension publication on the topic, says that there is an opportunity cost associated with screen time. If you're engaging in screen time, you're not doing things that can help you with skill building in multiple domains, physical, mental, and social. Screens, he said, are often substituted for babysitters or a break for parents or other caregivers to get other tasks done. If that's for a limited time, that's fine. I understand the need to perform your household duties, Wiles said. You're not harming your child by doing that, but be mindful of how much time is going by and do your very best to make up for that by being intentional in engaging with your children before and after screen time. Wiles is careful to indicate that technology itself is not the problem. The problem is when you use that tool to isolate yourself or your children, he said. If that tool is being used for engagement, then great. That is how children of all ages learn, through dialogue, discussion, and shared experience. The ability to talk and learn with and from each other is really a benefit to human development. Other things to keep in mind, according to Wiles, include families with very young children. Screen time should be severely limited for those under age 2. Ideally, they should have none. Wiles said screen time is not nearly as stimulating as interaction with other humans. Spend time playing with young children instead. Families with children ages 6 to 17, establish screen-free zones in the home, including bedrooms. It may seem like punishment and difficult to enforce, but the payoffs are great. If families choose to incorporate more screens in their lives, seek ways to use them in active ways, such as singing or dancing along to a favorite music video. Family fun, tablets, and smartphones may provide an opportunity for families to play interactive games such as puzzles. Less skilled family members learn more by asking questions, receiving instruction, getting feedback. And whole family screen time. Decide in advance what you will view as a family. Avoid watching TV during meals or leaving the TV on for background noise. In addition, avoid texting or talking on a phone during meals or when outside with your family. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy test, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Glen Elder Lions Scholarship Meal this Saturday, March the 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Glen Elder Legion Hall. Spaghetti, salad, garlic bread, and desserts. Free will donation. Proceeds go to the Lions Scholarship Fund.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Simpson hits the second. Ball played in. Rice down to the final seconds. Fires a long three. Misses it. It's over in Dayton, Ohio on the first four. Survive an advance for Colorado as the Buffaloes move on Friday in Indianapolis to take on the seven-seeded Florida Gators as they knock off the Broncos of Boise State.
Colorado beating Boise State 60-53 on Wednesday night in the final first four game to move on to the first round of the NCAA tournament. We'll have more on that coming up as the NCAA first round games actually begin today. KU will be on the court coming up tonight. We take a quick look at local sports. An area athlete has signed to play basketball at Kansas Wesleyan, and also a former Chiefs defensive player is headed to a AFC rival. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Thunder Ridge senior Cameron Ritzke signed her letter of intent to play basketball at the collegiate level on Wednesday. Ritzke will continue her education and career at Kansas Wesleyan University in Solana. Ritzke had a roller coaster career at Thunder Ridge after playing a full season as a freshman in 2020-21. Ritzke had two season-ending knee injuries in her sophomore and junior seasons, holding her to just 13 games combined. She was back for her senior season, playing in 19 of 20 games for the Lady Longhorns, averaging 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals as a senior, and she was named a first-team All-Northern Plains League performer for her efforts during her career. Ritzke put up 14 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists a game over 4 seasons. Again, Cameron Ritzke signing to play with Kansas Wesleyan on Wednesday. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the first four games in the NCAA tournament concluded Wednesday night in Dayton, Ohio, as Grambling and Colorado picked up wins. It's the first NCAA tournament appearance in school history for Grambling. They won 88-81 in overtime over Montana State to move on to the first round against top-seeded Purdue in the Midwest region on Friday. Colorado won a matchup of 10 seeds in the South region, beating Boise State 60-53 in the nightcap, securing a first-round spot against Florida on Friday. First-round games will get underway today in the NCAA tournament. The KU men open tonight against Samford. The Jayhawks are the number 4 seed in the Midwest, 22-10, facing the 13-seeded Bulldogs, who are 29-5. KU coach Bill Self on a Samford team that will put pressure on.
I don't remember ever playing against anybody that presses after misses, that presses on missed free throws, that press on missed field goals. They're going to get after us, and they mix it up. So sometimes it could just be man. Sometimes it could be run and jump. Sometimes it could be a 2-2-1. Sometimes it could be a lot of different things. But what it forces you to do is players make plays as opposed to players run offense. So a lot of things that you do, we're going to run this play and we're going to get the ball here. Well, a lot of times you won't even get your players in position to get to that play until there's 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Then it's too late to run the play. So they make you go make plays.
Catch Kansas and Samford tonight on Z96 Point to the Lake from Salt Lake City. We'll have pregame at 8:30, tip-off around 8:55. KU and Samford take the court following the first game in the evening session between number 5 seed Gonzaga and 12 seed McNeese. For more on the Jayhawks, we're joined on the Sports Ticket this morning on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com by Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, for a preview of the tournament. And if you missed that, you can go back and listen to it on our Sports Ticket podcast at KDCountry94.com. Other Big 12 teams in action in the NCAA tournament first round today. In the East, number 6 BYU faces number 11 Duquesne at 11:40, and number 2 Iowa State tips at 6:35 against number 15 South Dakota State. Both games are in Omaha. Back in the Midwest, Texas, the number 7 seed against 10 seed Colorado State at 5:50 in Charlotte. And in the South, Texas Tech, the 6 seed, will face number 11 NC State at 8:40 in Pittsburgh. A full look at the first round games and the men's tournament bracket can be found at NCAA.com. Finally, in sports, one of the members of the Chiefs Super Bowl champion defense is headed to an AFC rival after one season in Kansas City. Safety Mike Edwards is headed to the Bills. Edwards played in 17 games with 5 starts, registering 51 total tackles with 2 for loss, 2 fumble recoveries, returning one of those 97 yards for a touchdown of the Week 18 win over the Chargers. Edwards is signing a 1-year deal in Buffalo. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. The sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.